Yeah, no, I just mixed it up. There's nothing behind that. I just think, you know, I want to keep tinkering with that a little bit, and I made a decision this week with the staff to make him second and get some reps there, and that's going to just go as we go. There's nothing to it. Nobody should read anything into it. This opportunity to go out there a little bit sooner than he has, that's all.
Do you know how your rotation will be for training camp yet, or is that to be determined?
That's to be determined. I haven't talked to Todd or Kenny about that just yet, so, but we'll talk through it and do what we think is best, you know, for all the players and for our football team.
Is it just an opportunity to get him a lot more reps, because previously he wasn't getting
the same? Yeah, honestly, they were getting the same. That part didn't change, the fact that he was third or second. I think it's still the same amount of reps. It's just now you're throwing to probably a different group of receivers, because I think he has to have that chemistry with all the guys. So it was good for him to do that. Did some good things to them.
Coach, the new linebacker, Michael Kendrick, mm-hmm. where does he fit? And first of all, what is it like bringing him here?
I think it was very exciting for me. He's a really good football player. And obviously, he brings a unique skill set to our football team. He can cover, he can rush, he can play to run, he can play to pass. He can play at all three different spots, which I think is very good. His versatility is outstanding. But as I said last week, if we have chances to add really good football players to our team, then we will, and that's what we've done.
Where will you guys start him out?
I'm sorry?
Which spot will you start him out?
I think we'll start him out in the middle, you know, and also start him out on the outside. As you know, Greg plays a lot of different packages, so he'll be a little bit of every place, you know. So I think he is very bright. I think he can learn it all. So when he walks out there, I think he'll start to know them.
How do you handle that when he comes into a spot where you already have three starters that are coming back and played pretty well?
It's called competition, right? That's what it is. It's competition. I mean, I think our players get it. Our job is to put the best football players on the team, you know, and then let that take care of itself. You know, so that's there's nothing wrong with that. And I think our guys welcome that. I don't think anybody's upset because we put better football players on the team.
Does his acquisition give Greg Williams options to use like four linebackers instead of three?
Well, you know how Greg is. Greg is creative that way. You know, I think if you're a good football player and you can make plays for us, then Greg's going to find a way to get you on the field. So it's a good problem to have. And again, I mean, like we said, if we can keep adding good football players to this team, again, kudos to John Dorsey and his group for continuing to add good players to our football team.
And as far as Kendrick's not practicing today, what was the reason?
No, we just want to slowly, as you guys know how I am, I want to slowly ease him into this. I'm not sure everything he's done and what he's done there. Obviously, I think there's still a little ankle soreness, so I don't want to push him too far too fast. But we'll get him up and running here soon.
Well, you had two guys who played every snap on defense last year at linebacker. Is that too much, or are you okay with whatever works?
I'm okay if that's what it calls for. You know, if those guys can handle and make the plays. They did that last year. This is a new year. So we'll go into this year and figure out what's going to be the best packages that gives us a chance to win this year.
Would you anticipate there would be enough snaps for four guys?
I think there will be. I mean, as you guys know, we didn't have Jamie for a lot of the year, you know, so things happen, you know. So I just think we're covered in all those different areas too. You know, God forbid anything happens to anybody on our football team, but it feels good to have that kind of depth and those kind of players on your team.
With Baker, does it feel like there's a different pace to his preparation this year because you have Tyrod, whereas last year with Deshaun, he might be your guy day one? Like, do you approach the offseason differently?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a starting quarterback, you know, so Tyrod has still got to get those reps. Those reps are really important. He's the starter. He goes with the ones all the time. And with Baker, we're bringing him along. You know, we're teaching him the National Football League. He's done an outstanding job working hard every day and making the most of his reps. But it is comforting to know that for our team that we do have a starting quarterback.
Is Callaway still bothered by the groin, or is there something different this week?
No, it's still the groin. Yeah, and we're working through that. Hopefully we'll get him back before it's all said and done. But he's working through it. And, again, we're not going to put a guy out there if we got a chance to have a setback. So we'll just take our time and get him out there here soon.
Does Taylor have enough experience to where he's not necessarily going to look like a guy who's in his first year in a new system? He's going to look like a veteran who has picked up the whole system?
No doubt. Because, I mean, it's still football. The terminology is different from Buffalo to here. But Tyrod's been around enough systems and played enough games to know how to play and how he should play as an NFL quarterback. So I don't see that out on the field. I see him really picking things up fast and making great decisions with the ball and making plays.
Was the pickup of Michael Kendrick related to insurance if Collins doesn't come through his MCL?
I don't think it was about that. I would think there was a chance to add another really quality player to our football team and put him out there. And again, you can't have too many playmakers, too many guys that can play football at a high level. You know, we were the other way in the past. We didn't have enough. You know, so now I think it's good to have these kind of problems. You know, that you got to make decisions on who plays. That's okay. I think that's a good problem to have.
I know you touched on Baker. Your decision moved him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak about Greg's decision to put Ward with the one stay? Is he earning that?
That's still our decision too. I mean, there's nothing that happens on this football team that I don't approve of or know about. So Ward being out there is because he's earning it. He's working at it. I mean, he's doing good things. He plays a position that we think we've been needing a guy to step up. We see things, him improving each and every day and doing the things that we're asking. He needs to continue to do that, to continue to be out there. But we know he's very talented. That's why we drafted him. And he's displayed that since he's been here.
Your two first-round picks, Baker and Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us one area you think each guy has progressed in the most since you got him here.
I think for Baker, it's been playing under center, you know, because that's something he hasn't done. And I think he's, as you see, we haven't had any balls on the ground. There's no wood to knock on. So he's done a good job that way. And I think for Ward, I think for me, just watching him is just all the different things we do and the different type of receivers, because that changes from play to play who he has to go up against. Learning a complicated system that we have on defense, I think he's handled that pretty well.
Would you say this is going to be a pretty competitive camp once it opens?
Oh, absolutely. I would expect nothing less. We're going to have some really tough decisions as we go, because there's a lot of good football players on this team. And that's the way it should be. You know, I think we've improved every position group on this team. And I think we'll have some tough decisions, and I don't think you want it any other way.
Why didn't Chad Thomas practice?
Because he also has groin.
Groin?
Yeah, just groin. So again, now you get these young guys, you know, they come in your system and they start practicing, and we practice a little bit different. We kind of go, and that's different. Our bodies hadn't done that like this at that time. And so, again, we'll work through those things, but I'm glad they're happening now so we can get them out of the way and get these guys back, whether it's mini camp or training camp, and get them going.
Two more.
Where is Mayfield at compared to where you, I mean, given expectations for the rookie coming in?
I think he's right on schedule. I think he's doing good. The game's not too big for him. He demonstrates the ability to throw the ball, make decisions with the ball in his hands, and learning our system. So I think he's on schedule. But is he a finished product? No. He's not supposed to be neither. So I think he's done everything we've asked him to do. There's still a lot of work ahead of him. I think he gets that, and I think he's excited about that.
Hey, every time we've been out here, we haven't seen Donald Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
For you guys signed, is he okay? What's going on?
Yeah, I tell you what, we'll talk about that at another time. He's not here right now. He's taking care of some business, and we'll definitely address it at the proper time.
You went with this year, like the no stripes on the helmets. Mm-hmm. This year. What was the genesis of that, and how do you plan on administering that as you go forward?
Earn it. There's a certain way that the Cleveland Browns have to play, and we're going to earn our stripes. You know, the guys that put them on the helmet, that get a chance to wear them, it's going to be because they demonstrate the characteristics that we're looking for in Cleveland Brown players. And that's the way they're going to play. And that's the way we're going to conduct ourselves and go out and win football games.
Is that going on through training camp?
Yeah, absolutely.
So mm-hmm. Will it be a situation like game practice, some guys will start having them, or how you going to do that?
As we get towards the end. You know, obviously you're on the team, you're going to have them. That's for sure. But if you're not, you won't. You know, it's just that simple. It's pretty simple. Kind of cut and dry.
Good.
Is there any fallout from your
fall out?
Pneumonia or anything?
No, nobody got sick. I don't think anybody's got any issues. People were cold, needing towels. Other than that, I think everybody was okay. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.